Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we're giving you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today is World AIDS Day, and communities across the globe gather in remembrance of those who have been lost to the disease, and a time to highlight the advancements in research and treatment for people diagnosed with HIV or AIDS.
For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Matthew Spinelli, Assistant Professor in the Division of HIV, Infectious Diseases, and Global Medicine at UCSF. Dr. Spinelli, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So what's it been like to watch the evolution of HIV/AIDS from an almost certain killer in the very beginning to a disease that can now be managed?
Yeah, I mean, there's been incredible advances over time, going from a condition that was really treated from a palliative care type mindset to now a disease in which people can live healthy, long lives, and we have new advances in prevention and treatment. It's a really exciting time.
Let's talk about where we've been so that we can appreciate where we are. UCSF has a long history of treating AIDS. Tell us about how this all began.
Yeah, so arguably the first HIV clinic in the country and the first dedicated HIV ward were based here at San Francisco General Hospital. The idea was that this required a sort of all-hands-on-deck approach, an interdisciplinary approach to meet the needs of people living with HIV, which was and still is a disease that has a lot of social and psychological impacts on people living with HIV.
Talk about what it was like in the very beginning when doctors didn't know how the disease spread, therefore didn't know whether or not they could contract it by treating the very patients they saw.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I am newer to the field, so I was not there at the very beginning, but I certainly have worked with a lot of doctors who were there at the beginning, like Dr. Paul Wolberding, who was one of the founders of the HIV clinic here. Yeah, I mean, a lot of doctors would refuse to see the patients. A lot of nurses were not willing to work with patients with HIV, and that was actually one of the factors that led to the HIV ward at San Francisco General, is that bringing together people who felt this as a calling and wanted to care for people living with HIV and build this community that would go out and face the disease.
What happens now if someone tests HIV positive?
Yeah, so we've come from a point when there were no treatments to now we have excellent treatments that are one pill once a day, and we even have treatments that are not given with a pill, that are given by kind of an intramuscular injection every 8 weeks. So, after someone's diagnosed, we work to get them on treatment as quickly as possible, sometimes on the same day. That's called rapid antiretroviral therapy, and something that was really developed in part here in San Francisco. And we get the HIV viral load, which is a marker of how much HIV is in people's blood. We get that down to undetectable, usually pretty quickly, and folks generally are not having symptoms of their HIV. So we've really come a very long way since the 1980s.
So there's management and there's a cure. Do you ever foresee a day when HIV/AIDS will be curable?
Yeah, I do foresee it. I think it's more of a medium long-term goal. There are several cases of people living with HIV who have been cured, but it has been by using a bone marrow transplant. They had another reason they needed a bone marrow transplant, and that is a very morbid procedure, so it's not something that we would recommend everyone go and undergo if they don't need it. But it does serve as a marker of hope and a model that we can use to do research, try to understand how we can cure HIV.
How is AIDS treated today, or can you keep HIV from getting to AIDS with just the medication?
Yeah, so HIV is treated with what are called antiretrovirals. There are generally two or three medications that are taken together, often now in combination pills that are one pill once a day. And people need to take the pill every day, and that will prevent the development of AIDS, or in folks who have already been diagnosed a bit late, can help to recover the immune system and make them healthy again. It sounds easy, but it's not always easy. You know, it's a disease that that has a lot of stigma and a lot of fear, and so you know, we're working hard to get our patients engaged in care and taking their medications.
You're on the treatment side. How important is prevention?
Yeah, prevention is very important. That's actually my research focus is on prevention. And starting in 2013, we had the first biomedical medication that could prevent HIV. That's called PrEP. And that's a pill you take once a day. And there's also a way to take it on demand 2 hours before sexual activity that can prevent transmission of HIV with very high efficacy. And so that's a very exciting way that we can really address the pandemic from both sides and decrease stigma. It's had a huge impact on the community. And we're hoping will be one of those keys to ending the HIV epidemic.
What are some of the side effects of the treatments we're talking about here?
Yeah, you know, since effective treatments were developed about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, combination antiretroviral therapy, basically a lot of the research is focused on how can we make these pills as side effect free as possible and with as little toxicity as possible. And now, you know, we've gone from a point where we were changing and tinkering with pills to try to reduce certain toxicities that were more important for patients, things like diarrhea, impacts on the kidneys, things that would change the way people looked through what's called lipodystrophy, where the fat can kind of cause people to look like they have HIV, basically. We've gone from that to treatments where the vast, vast majority of patients have no side effects. So it's we've come a really long way.
You're calling it an epidemic. It's still an epidemic now. Who is getting HIV positive, and but not only in the United States, but globally?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's become really an epidemic in the U.S. that's been marked by disparities. The epidemic disproportionately impacts Black African Americans and people who are experiencing homelessness. That's a population in particular who has been disproportionately affected. And as we've got these really great prevention options and treatment options, the uptake of them has not been equal. So in some ways, it's actually we've made a lot of progress, but disparities have not improved. On a U.S. level, the Southeast has become the epicenter of the epidemic, and that has to do with disparities, less healthcare access, and you know, increasingly Black African American women and Black African American men in the Southeast are being really disproportionately affected by HIV.
So then, that makes basically the Bay Area the gold standard for HIV and AIDS care.
Yeah. I don't want to be too smug, because we are sometimes criticized for that. But a lot of the models for care have been pioneered in San Francisco. That said, there are disparities within the Bay Area. We need to do better in places like Oakland, and you know that's been a major goal of developing these intercounty initiatives for things like treatment and PrEP, to lift up the entire Bay Area and make us really a model as a region in the country.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Aside from sex, HIV/AIDS can also be transmitted through blood transfusions. There's been some advancements there as far as, you know, gay people now being able to donate blood. Can you talk to that and also how we ensure the safety of our blood supply?
Yeah, the blood supply has come a very long way. That was, you know, initially a big fear early in the epidemic, but the good news is that we have tests now that are extremely accurate and can detect HIV in very small quantities. So the risk of contracting HIV from a blood transfusion is almost zero now. And, you know, it's a really great development that some of the laws that, you know, could contribute to stigma among gay people and men with sex with men are being rolled back, because we now have the tools to make blood transfusion safe and blood donation safe. The other way that HIV is transmitted is through sharing needles, through injection drug use, and that is an epidemic in which there has been less progress, worsening fentanyl epidemic and methamphetamine epidemic, particularly here locally. So that's where we are turning a lot of our attention and our resources.
You mentioned stigma. Your thoughts on, you know, after four decades, there still being a stigma to contracting this disease?
Yeah, no, there definitely is. And that kind of brings us back to the founding of World AIDS Day. Jim Bunn, who was a local news anchor here and got recruited to go to the WHO because of his really great reporting, founded World AIDS Day because it really was a disease that in which people were not talking about it, you know, or even our president was not talking about it. So the idea was that World AIDS Day would be this time when everyone would be focused on the disease, the president would make a statement, and I think it's been one approach that's been successful in reducing stigma, but the stigma still persists. It still is a disease in which people can feel discrimination or when folks know their status. We still have many parts of the country where HIV criminalization laws exist, where people can be arrested a lot of times unknowingly because they had HIV and had sex with another person. So the stigma persists, and there's a lot we still need to do.
Wow, I didn't know. Where is that happening?
In multiple states throughout the country, not in California. I'd have to tell you exactly on the top of my head, but yeah,
okay.
Multiple states in the country, there are still HIV criminalization laws.
I wanted to ask about another means of transmission, which was the mother to child. Is that still happening?
Yeah, that's a great question. Mother-to-child transmission is a really important thing that has been a real focus of prevention efforts. Thankfully, the most effective way to prevent transmission is something that we should be doing anyway, getting the mother on treatment as early and as soon as possible. And that will fully prevent transmission at birth. And then there are other things that we can do to give the baby after birth prophylaxis to prevent the transmission.
You know, I know in your science you worry so often about things like this morphing and changing on you. Has the virus itself been doing much of that?
You mean sort of developing resistance to treatments?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know the one aspect of HIV that makes it really tough to develop cures and also treatments is that the virus will mutate, meaning it will sort of change itself slowly over time. Thankfully, when we use the combinations of medications that we have now, that's become less of a problem. But it's something that we're still very attuned to, particularly on the global scale, where there's less monitoring. And now sort of there's a global standard for treatment, which is similar to what we have here. But in some settings, there's just less monitoring.
We've come a long way. It's 2023. What do you want people to know as far as public awareness about HIV, any vaccines, and AIDS?
Yeah. So I think the important things to know is that the treatments are very effective when taken, either with a daily pill or now with a really exciting over the last few years with an injection. We have very effective prevention efforts, similarly with pills, with injections, and that research advances. Vaccine work continues to move forward. Actually, a lot of the vaccine platforms that were used to develop the COVID vaccine so quickly, the mRNA vaccines, that's a really exciting area of research for developing HIV vaccines as well. So, yeah, there's a lot still to be done, but a lot of really great advancements.
Dr. Spinelli, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Dr. Matthew Spinelli, Assistant Professor in the Division of HIV, Infectious Diseases, and Global Medicine at UCSF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.